local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone in the upper Midwest, but just means a little bit of rain for us along the Gulf Coast. More from Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. 64 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Airport at Dawes, they're clearing up an accident without injuries as we've got the delays again. Northbound 65 at exit 13 in Saraland. They're repairing the left lane that was damaged in an accident last week. We've seen heavy traffic in that area for a few days. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. You can see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, it's done. 1 week's time. Now, let's say there was a bill that was moving through the legislature to, pick something, name Alabama's favorite flower, or something. Either we have a state flower, we have a state tree, and something, find something that's a bill moving through to say that the Alabama and Auburn football teams were the best college teams in the nation.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So a bill like that, you figure, would meet warm, welcoming reception from the legislature. They would be trying to get something like that passed. Democrats, Republicans, House and Senate, they would get together to pass something, a bill that would say the University of Alabama and Auburn University are the best colleges in the nation.
Yeah, not a contentious subject.
Right.
Something that they can all get behind.
That would probably take 3 to 4 weeks to get passed through the legislature. That would be, if we took our time machine, our imaginary, and went there, it would take that amount of time to get the legislature to pass that. In this case, it was a gas tax increase, 6 cents year one, then 2 cents, 2 cents by year three. It's a 10 cent increase in gas tax, plus a bill that would give accountability over LDOT, and then one to bring money to the Port of Mobile. Those three bills, you would figure, my gosh, that would be mired in a whole session, maybe even pushing into a special session at the end of the regular session.
Yeah, you'd think they would try to hide it and wait until the last minute to even start on it. And then it would take a long time.
But then, again, we'd be wrong. Yesterday, here's Governor Ivey signing those three bills into law.
March the 12th, 2019 is a historic day for the great state of Alabama. What the members of the Alabama legislature have done today is to improve Alabama's infrastructure for generations to come. Today and over the last several days, I have been so proud to watch the legislature at its finest hour of operation. Legislators from different parties, from different parts of the state, have come together not to make an easy decision, but to make a bold statement that they are all in when it comes to investing in Alabama's future.
So there a little bit of the commentary yesterday after the Senate voted through the trifecta of bills. after the House finished their work on Friday. We'll talk more about this, of course, with you, turning up your voice at 343-0106. I'd like to also welcome all the rest of the media in the state of Alabama to the subject of gas tax. We welcome you. We've been waiting for you for about a year in discussion, but hot and heavy probably last 3.5 months, this discussion. But good. Welcome aboard, other Alabama media that has now woken up to this story. We'll talk more about that also with Jeff Poore and get his take. And as I said last hour, I'll say it again, from a straight political angle. Once again, not to whether you support this trifecta of bills or not, but from a straight political angle, what a win for Governor Ivey that she could herd the cats in Montgomery and in a week's time have a Republican House, a Republican Senate vote for a tax increase. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Also, our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We continue to support senators and representatives who voted yes for the gas tax. You can let us know when you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now, headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Dick's Sporting Goods back in the news as the sporting goods giant announces that they will no longer sell firearms at 125 locations of their stores. The CEO, Ed Stack, says that they will remove guns and other hunting gear from their, quote, underperforming sales in those categories. According to the Wall Street Journal, the hunting products will disappear and more licensed athletic gear and sporting goods will appear. Just last year, the store removed guns and hunting items from 10 stores as part of a trial period. They also removed assault-style weapons at various locations and raised the minimum purchase age for firearms after a deadly mass shooting happened at a high school in Parkland, Florida. That's where 17 people were killed. So crunching the numbers, sales dropped 3.1% in the 12 months that ended February 2nd compared to the same period last year. The fourth quarter, including the holiday season, saw a drop of 2.2%. Dick's Sporting Goods also operates 729 stores in 47 states and Golf Galaxy stores and Field and Stream stores as well. If you love amusement parks and great restaurants, OWA wants you to come see them in Foley. They made some big announcements as a new Paula Deen Family Kitchen restaurant is coming to OWA. It promises endless portions of Southern-style entrees and side dishes from the queen of Southern cooking. Soon you'll also be able to enjoy a new 400-seat theater for live celebrity tribute shows. It's likely those shows will be presented 6 nights a week at the Legends in Concert. There'll also be a haunted house theme park ride among some of the new attractions. And for those of you who love the atmosphere but you don't want to hop on a ride, it's now possible to request a non-rider pass. This allows free access to the park but not to the rides. Paying customers receive wristbands that grant ride access. A new candy store will open up. It's called Sweet Tooth. OWA sits on 520 acres and includes the City of Foley's Sports Tourism Complex and Events Center. Ticket prices includes unlimited rides for $34.99 with discounts available for children, senior citizens, and military personnel. Children under the age of 3 are admitted free. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
714 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill came with traffic. Endless portions at the Paula Deen Kitchen. I had the story.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, and I've saved this story, and if you're going to use it for 6.5 this week, and I hate to mess you up, so I go ahead here live on the air, tens of thousands listening. And
hey, go ahead.
The fat dog story, did you see that?
No.
The obesity epidemic in our dogs in the United States. Once again, every time I see those stories, every time I see diet dog food at the pet store, I realize another reason we live in the best country on planet Earth when our pets are fat.
So but, not only the humans.
Yeah. The obesity pets. Epidemic is actually cats and dogs as well. But it's not going to help the humans much with unending bottomless portions at the Paula Deen restaurant. I don't need that temptation in my life. I really don't.
Yeah, you know, the other two locations there's a Paula Deen restaurant?
Where?
Branson, Missouri, and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Well, there you go. I've been to all three places. Very good. 715 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 next.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate is on the run this morning after stealing a sheriff's office truck in Escambia County, Alabama. Deputies say Herbert Randall Adams escaped while working a cleanup detail on Highway 113. The truck was found just across the state line in Jay, Florida. A charitable pharmacy that provides medicine for free in Mobile is now the target of thieves. Someone used a heavy rock to break the door at the Ozanam Pharmacy on Cedar Street. The thieves broke into a donation box.
We have to actually purchase close to $100,000 worth of medication just to keep our shelves stocked. And then to have this happen, it just eats into a budget that's already compromised.
Baldwin County authorities are enforcing a spring break alcohol ban on the beach. 54 people have been arrested so far this spring break season in Baldwin County, 31 in Orange Beach, and 23 in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Odell Beckham Jr. traded, Le'Veon Bell signed, and the number one team in the nation falls. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. is heading to Cleveland. And some surprising news last night. It was reported that the New York Giants have agreed to trade Beckham to the Cleveland Browns. In return, the Browns will send the Giants their safety, Jabril Peppers, a first-round draft pick for the 2019 draft, and a third-round selection. The Giants will take a $16 million cap hit for Beckham's contract after signing him to a new deal prior to last season. Here's Giants general manager Dave Gettleman just 1 week ago when asked if Beckham was on the trading block.
We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
He'd have the makings of a good politician, wouldn't he? Saying he's not trading him and then trading him 1 week later.
No, we didn't mean to do that.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield has to be thrilled with the news. He now has a host of playmakers on offense with two former LSU receivers in Beckham and Jarvis Landry, an emerging tight end threat in David Njoku, and running backs Nick Chubb and newly signed Kareem Hunt, who's likely to be suspended for part of the 2019 season. In more NFL news from early this morning, Le'Veon Bell is headed to the New York Jets. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Bell's four-year deal with the Jets has a max value of $61 million and includes $35 million guaranteed. The former Pittsburgh running back sat out the entire 2018 season rather than playing for the Steelers under a $14.5 million franchise tag. New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is staying in the Big Easy. NFL Network reported yesterday that Bridgewater turned down a bigger offer from his hometown team, the Miami Dolphins, to return with the Saints. NFL Network also reported that the Saints are expected to sign running back Latavius Murray and let Mark Ingram walk in free agency. Former Auburn Tiger Dee Ford has been traded from the Kansas City Chiefs to the San Francisco 49ers. He'll sign a five-year, $87 million extension. The Chiefs will reportedly receive a second-round pick in return. In other reported deals, the Tennessee Titans re-signed safety Kenny Vaccaro and will sign Rams guard Roger Saffold and Dolphins end Cameron Wake. Wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson is leaving the Patriots. He'll sign with Chicago. Cornerback Bradley Roby and safety Tashawn Gibson are set to join the Houston Texans. And after informing the New York Jets that he intended to sign with them, Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr apparently changed his mind and decided instead to stay with Minnesota. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team is headed into the second round of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. The Jags beat Arkansas State 75-67 last night in the Mitchell Center in the first round. Josh Ajayi scored 22 points, and Corey Holden added 20 for USA. Now South will head to the main tournament site in New Orleans for round two against Louisiana. Tip-off is set for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The number one ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga, fell last night to unranked St. Mary's 60-47 in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final. The Bulldogs' loss put an end to the nation's longest winning streak and will likely knock them from the top of the AP poll. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There's a big change in store for homeowners who have recently taken out big mortgages. The tax law capped the mortgage interest that can be deducted on tax returns on loans up to $750,000. The cap used to be $1 million. For those using home equity loans to make home improvements, like build a new bathroom, the deduction for interest owed on the loan is still allowed. But if the home equity loan is used for something unrelated, like consolidating credit card debt, the deduction is eliminated. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Card Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, westbound I-10, inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Left lane's blocked off. I've got three vehicles involved in an accident. Got a disabled vehicle also slowing up traffic at Dawes Road and Cottage Hill. And again, Old Shell and Foreman, that's an accident with injuries. Wreckers are on the scene. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. They can help with those Mardi Gras dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. You can see them on Facebook and at BayCityCollisionCenter.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:24 FM Talk 106.5. A little bit of rain in our forecast and some cooler temperatures. Nothing like they're getting in the Midwest and upper Midwest. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about the details coming up in just about 11 minutes. Right now, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Pritchard police say a man who fired shots at them is now behind bars. Last Friday, officers say they tried to stop a vehicle, but that driver refused to stop. The driver has been identified as 40-year-old Cecil James. Police were responding after multiple reports were called in of a reckless driver on Highway 45. When James refused to pull over, that's when that police chase started, that chase ending in Mobile in the Bo-Terra neighborhood. According to authorities, James then fired multiple shots at officers from the vehicle. Those officers then returned fire. James was shot 6 times and ultimately crashed into a tree. He was first taken to the hospital and once released, taken to Mobile County Metro Jail. James was charged with attempted murder, attempting to elude police, domestic violence, and interference with a domestic violence call. In your technology news this morning, if you have service with Verizon and experience issues on Tuesday, sometime around 5 a.m. and throughout the day, when you're trying to text someone, the phone giant says that all services are now restored and the issue has been fully resolved. You see, customers on the East Coast and into the South, to include the state of Alabama, experienced widespread texting outages on Tuesday. At the time, Verizon confirmed, saying, quote, "Our technicians are fully aware. We have a ton of customers that are being affected, and we're working nonstop to get this matter resolved as soon as possible." They go on to say, "We recommend to periodically restart your devices as this issue can be resolved at any time." So again, your texting capabilities should be good to go. So let's test it out. How about you text us right here on Mobile Mornings at 251-343-0106 and let us know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Online opinion poll question this morning. We continue to support senators and representatives who voted for the gas tax because it's a whole bunch of them. Let us know what you think when you vote online in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, if you've got a little bit of Mardi Gras junk on top of all the other junk in the house, maybe it's time. They'll take that too. Train the crew will take your Mardi Gras throws that you don't need along with the other junk. Get the house cleaned up, or maybe, not projecting here, but maybe you have a room full of big metal file cabinets and you've gone all digital with your company.
You know someone?
I think I've heard of that person. Maybe it's time to get rid of those file cabinets with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Listen, you got a storage unit full, you got a house you got to get cleaned up to get sold. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial, residential properties. Check them out today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. By the way, two podcasts from yesterday I want you to go listen to if you didn't catch it live, because yet another earthquake in the area around Flemington, Alabama, Century, Florida, in there. And this earthquake was lower, 2.7 in magnitude, but this is the third in 5 days that we've had in that area. Yesterday, I had a conversation with Dr. Alex Beebe, assistant head of the geology department at the University of South Alabama, about the fault lines that run through our area, the prevalence or lack thereof of earthquakes in our area, and a pretty in-depth discussion. You can check out that podcast by going to fmtalk1065.com. Clicking the podcast tab, or if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or TuneIn Radio, it's waiting for you right there.
Yeah, it'll be delivered right to your phone.
And speaking of the University of South Alabama, we have staff meteorologist from USA, Dr. Bill, coming up. And coming up very soon, an announcement here, as Dalton has pretty cool to you have a critter name for you.
Yeah, apparently.
An insect name for Dalton. We'll talk about this in just a second. This is like a serious feather in your cap.
Yeah.
Or in your ear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't want one of those.
Yeah. Coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The United States Geological Survey is reporting a third earthquake in less than a week on the Gulf Coast. The magnitude 2.3 quake was reported just north of Flemington last night. On Monday, a 3.1 quake struck between Flemington and Pollard. Last Thursday, a magnitude 2.7 was felt near Jay. A Good Samaritan pulled a Gulf Coast family from the wreckage of a plane crash near Waterloo, Illinois. The plane, with three people on board, including a child, took off Tuesday morning from Brookley Field and crashed about 24 miles from St. Louis.
We heard a child crying, and so that's when we broke out and we were able to cut the seatbelt out of it. It was in the car seat.
The pilot, his wife, and their grandchild were all taken to the hospital. A man used his golf cart to help catch a suspect running away from deputies in Baldwin County at around 4 yesterday afternoon, as deputies were chasing the suspect. A nearby resident in Foley, who happened to be on a golf cart, picked up one of the deputies and joined the pursuit. They caught the suspect. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock. With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed. Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is due in court today for another sentencing.
He faces up to 10 years in prison on charges of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Now, this is expected to be a very different setting than just last week when Manafort was sentenced to 47 months in prison by a judge in Virginia.
There's Kara Scannell. Dozens of people have been charged as part of a $25 million scheme in which correspondent Randy Kaye reports wealthy parents committed fraud to get their children into a elite universities.
The man behind the college scheme admitting in court, "I created a side door that would guarantee families would get in."
That man, the mastermind of the scheme, is William Rick Singer, who yesterday pleaded guilty in court to racketeering and a host of other charges. Alaska native Peter Kaiser has won the Iditarod dog sled race. The 1,000-mile trek began March 3rd north of Anchorage. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Facing investor pressure amid a disappointing performance, Rite Aid has disclosed plans to replace three of its top-ranked executives, including CEO John Stanley. The leadership overhaul, part of a restructuring that will eliminate 400 corporate jobs. Rite Aid's announcement comes months after shareholders rejected the company's executive pay program and a prospective merger with grocery chain Albertsons fell apart. Jumia, Africa's largest e-commerce platform, has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission for an initial public offering on the NYSE. Wanting to one day be the Alibaba of Africa, Nigeria-based Jumia says it would be the first African technology company to list on the exchange. Jumia has raised about $770 million from investors, which include French liquor maker Pernod Ricard and telecom company Orange SA. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And clouds hanging around out there. You said we had some rain in the mix. When's that coming? How much to expect?
Well, we're going to see some rain certainly for Thursday into Thursday night, and there is a slight chance we could see a shower today. The wind is around to the southeast now. The moisture is starting to come back in from the Gulf, and it'll be breezy at times today. Look for a high of about 75 degrees. Now, tonight, there's a possibility of a few scattered showers. We're only going to cool into the upper 60s tonight. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with some scattered showers, a high in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow night, a cold front moves in. And so there's a good chance that we'll see some showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two for Thursday night. And that rain should gradually move out Friday morning. And we'll cool down, only 65 for a high on Friday. And as we look ahead to the weekend, some cool temperatures, a big storm system will be moving out of the Great Plains into the Great Lakes, and it's going to bring some cool air down to our area. So Saturday, a high in the upper 50s. It'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday, and there's a slight chance of a shower, but for the most part, it'll just breezy and cool. And then looks like Saturday night, we'll get down into the low 40s with some areas into the upper 30s. And on Sunday, plenty of sunshine, but still cool for this time of the year, about 62 degrees. And then we'll start out next week with a very slow warming trend and with a lot of sunshine, and Monday and Tuesday highs in the mid to upper 60s.
All right, so the Sunday we do get to see the sun, right?
That Sunday be the best day as far as sunshine's concerned, and of course this is the big weekend of the Arts and Crafts Festival over in Fairhope, and it looks pretty good for the weekend with that slight chance of a shower on Saturday, but only 58 degrees for the high.
Now, we look at the cooler temps here along the Gulf Coast. We're actually protected from what is going on in the Midwest and upper Midwest because they're getting ready to get a pretty big snow and cold weather outbreak.
Yeah, it's a really big storm that's brewing now over Colorado, and will track across Kansas and eventually end up in Wisconsin late tomorrow. And it's going to be a powerful storm and produce a lot of snow up in the northern states. And so if they were looking towards spring, it's on hold up in that part of the country.
Down here, like rainfall totals, once again, you said, an inch? Or what are we looking at?
Yeah, we had talked yesterday about the possibility of 1 to 2 inches of rain, and right now it doesn't look like that. And we may see a half an inch of rain in our area out of this front that moves through. And maybe in some areas, especially to the north, they might pick up an inch of rain, but it doesn't look like a big rainmaker at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill. And if people want to get highs and lows, dry years, wet years, hurricane info, all that kind of good stuff, it's available in the Almanac.
And it's free. And here's a couple of locations in our area, West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, there's a couple of locations at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate, and they're in Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your weather update. And speaking of the University of South Alabama, saw this text here, Dalton. This is pretty cool now. You're going to be in the... This is like somebody naming a star after you, except this is actually real.
Yeah.
So a text here says, my son works in the Department of Entomology at the University of South Alabama. I got to name one of the anthropods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not arthropod, something to anthropod. And they
named it after me, Dalton Earwig.
Earwig.
which I've heard that, you know, people try to diss me in the past, call me Earwig. This is the first time I'm like, excited that word is being used. Dalton Earwig.
We can see this in paper. This is cool that you have a critter named after you. I'm, like, incredibly jealous.
Yeah, I might have to go to South and see if I can buy this critter, but maybe
at least get your picture made with it, right?
Yeah, I have to get my picture made.
Put it in your ear. It'll
that's
be
awesome.
Earwig and Orwig, something like that.
I think that's the first animal named after me, so that's pretty cool.
Did that? That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm going to have to make a trip now over to South.
All right, good thing. 740, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, delays westbound I-10 as you're approaching the tunnel. Left lane blocked inside the tunnel. Multiple vehicle accident. No injuries, but it is slow. Old Shell and Foreman are clearing up another accident in 181 just south of 104 in Baldwin County. That's an accident. It's also slowing up traffic. The South Alabama baseball team will host Texas State in a weekend series at Stanky Field Friday and Saturday night at 6:30 and Sunday at 1 p.m. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Wayne Rivers and discuss family business succession planning. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Wayne Rivers runs the Family Business Institute, where he consults with family businesses as they struggle with the transition from one generation to the next. The senior generation won't let go, and the next generation is afraid of confronting the current leadership. Wayne says the next generation should quit and prove their worth elsewhere in the marketplace. When that happens, they are quickly asked to return. But, says Wayne, the next generation is afraid to leave because they may learn they're actually not very good. Listen 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
At 64 now at FM Talk 106.5, heading for that high around 75 today. Jeff Ford joins us. Oh, yes, infrastructure, gas tax bills, and passing through the Senate, getting signed off on by the governor. We'll talk with him more about that coming after 8 o'clock, plus talk to you at 343-0106. Now, headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's official. We will soon pay more at the pump. This is Governor Kay Ivey signs a new gas tax into law with a goal being to raise more than $300 million a year for roads. It's a three-bill package. This is the first increase in state fuel taxes since 1992. The governor says every penny that is raised through this new resource will be scrutinized, will be accounted for infrastructure only. So by Labor Day, we will begin paying an extra 6 cents in state gasoline tax. Those for the bill says the plan would result in safer roads and bridges, faster travel, and a stronger economy. The state tax on gasoline and diesel fuel will increase by 6 cents a gallon after August 31st, followed by an additional 2 cents a gallon on October 1st, 2020, and another 2 cents on October 1st, 2021. Beginning in 2023, that number will be adjusted according to a National Highway Construction Cost Index. The 10-cent per gallon increase will raise an estimated $320 million a year to fund road construction and maintenance. ADOT will get 67% of the money, counties will receive 25%, and cities will get 8%. About $12 million a year will be earmarked to widen and deepen the shipping channel in the Port of Mobile to increase its capacity for cargo traffic. Do you remember when President Trump visited Lee County, the president taking time to meet with survivors and emergency responders who were all impacted by multiple tornadoes touching down, claiming the life of 23 people, injuring dozens more, and damaging buildings? Well, the president signed Bibles for survivors, and those Bibles have been put up for auction. A recent auction item lists the small black leather Bible touted as being signed by Mr. Trump, originally listed for $525, but being sold for $325. Graph Wizard Collectibles says the Bible was hand-signed and does have a certificate of authenticity. So if you weren't able to get in on that auction item, that same site also includes a book signed by Mr. Trump for his mother and father for $25,000 and an inauguration program autographed by the President and Vice President Mike Pence going for a whopping $9,999. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And you know my backyard, right?
I do.
Okay, you know the issues I have. I have three dogs, I have two children, and I have a very small backyard that I'm having a lot of trouble keeping grass growing. You told me the other day, y'all are putting in synthetic turf? Really?
We're doing a lot more synthetic turf. It's just becoming more and more of a believer that it really does solve a lot of problems, especially where we live. It rains a lot. It starts to solve some of those problems.
Well, you just mentioned rains a lot. Of course, what happens to the water when it falls on the synthetic turf?
So we build it with a lot of drainage, not to get too technical here, but there's a lot of drainage underneath that synthetic turf, and we're collecting it and managing it.
All right, so if we got a lot of traffic in the backyard, have shaded trees in the backyard, we can still have turf to walk on.
Yeah, no factor. It's synthetic.
All right, okay. If you're going to do like me and come look at this, let's talk about it. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at 251-626-3309. You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, more information from Goat Hill on the way, and our discussion with Jeff about 8:05. We'll start that, plus turning up your voice at 343-0106. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about expectations and great inventory and how they come together at LCM.
Absolutely. You know, as we talked about out there the last few weeks, we've had folks come in here and they said, you know, we really didn't think we could afford y'all's cars. They look so nice. And I said, well, they are nice, but yes, they are affordable, even cash-wise or payment-wise with the financing we have.
I mean, you do. You have very nice vehicles, whether you're talking about the pickups, the third rows, the cars, but you also have them priced for us. You got deals for us every week.
Absolutely. You know, we price them by NADA retail. We're usually always well below NADA retail. We also use CarGurus. We're an elite dealer with CarGurus, so they put it out for the public to see that we're usually always below CarGurus' good price.
All right. When we find that right price at the lot, talk financing with me.
Great financing. That's where we can save them a lot more money besides just the point of purchase. You know, the total when you're financing, the total you pay for the vehicle is the total of payments. So it's our job to get the best rate and the lowest payments.
All right. We want to come out and check out those nice vehicles that are affordable. Give us directions.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate is on the run this morning after stealing a sheriff's office truck in Escambia County, Alabama. Deputies say Herbert Randall Adams escaped while working a cleanup detail on Highway 113. The truck was found just across the state line in Jay, Florida. A charitable pharmacy that provides medicine for free in Mobile is now the target of thieves. Someone used a heavy rock to break the door at the Ozanam Pharmacy on Cedar Street. The thieves broke into a donation box.
We have to actually purchase close to $100,000 worth of medication just to keep our shelves stocked. And then to have this happen, it just eats into a budget that's already compromised.
Baldwin County authorities are enforcing a spring break alcohol ban on the beach. 54 people have been arrested so far this spring break season in Baldwin County, 31 in Orange Beach and 23 in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Odell Beckham Jr. traded, Le'Veon Bell signed, and the number one team in the nation falls. It's 10 minutes until 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Odell Beckham Jr. is heading to Cleveland. It's some surprising news last night. It was reported that the New York Giants have agreed to trade Beckham to the Cleveland Browns. In return, the Browns will send the Giants their safety, Jabril Peppers, a first-round draft pick for the 2019 draft, and a third-round selection. The Giants will take a $16 million cap hit for Beckham's contract after signing him to a new deal prior to last season. Here's Giants general manager Dave Gettleman just 1 week ago when asked if ODB was on the trading block.
We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield has to be thrilled with the news. He now has a host of playmakers on offense with two former LSU receivers in Beckham and Jarvis Landry, an emerging tight end threat in David Njoku, and running backs Nick Chubb and newly signed Kareem Hunt, who's likely to be suspended for part of the 2019 season. In more NFL news from early this morning, Le'Veon Bell is headed to the New York Jets. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Bell's four-year deal with New York has a max value of $61 million and includes $35 million guaranteed. The former Pittsburgh running back sat out the entire 2018 season rather than playing for the Steelers under a $14.5 million franchise tag. New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is staying in the Big Easy. NFL Network reported yesterday that Bridgewater turned down a bigger offer from his hometown team, the Miami Dolphins, to return with the Saints. NFL Network also reported that the Saints are expected to sign running back Latavius Murray and let Mark Ingram walk in free agency. Former Auburn Tiger Dee Ford has been traded from the Kansas City Chiefs to the San Francisco 49ers. He'll sign a five-year, $87 million extension. Chiefs will reportedly receive a second-round pick in return. And after informing the New York Jets that he intended to sign with them, Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr apparently changed his mind and decided instead to stay with Minnesota. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team is headed into the second round of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. The Jags beat Arkansas State 75-67 last night in the Mitchell Center in the first round of the tournament. Josh Ajayi scored 22 points and Corey Holden added 20 for USA. Now South will head to the main tournament site in New Orleans for round two against Louisiana. Tip-off is set for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The number one ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga, fell last night to unranked St. Mary's 60-47 in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final. The Bulldogs' loss puts an end to the nation's longest winning streak and will likely knock them from the top of the AP poll. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wreckers are on the scene inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Westbound lanes, left lane is blocked off. You've got traffic backed up on I-10 all the way to the Daphne exit. Be patient. Old Shell and Foreman still working that accident. And again, you'll see delays northbound 65 at the Saraland exit through the construction. If you're looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle, call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state of Alabama. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Glad to have y'all along. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A murder-suicide shocks a local Mobile neighborhood. Mobile police are not releasing the names of the victims, but what we do know is the disturbance call came in just after 9 a.m. on Tuesday. According to Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, the fatal shooting happened at a home on Carlin Drive. When officers arrived, that's when they found three people deceased. So far, we know that there were two adult males and a female. All are related. Police have not released the cause of death, nor who pulled the trigger or the victim's names. We expect to learn more in the coming days as this investigation is still ongoing. A Florida teenager says a man held her against her will and now he is charged with sex trafficking. T. Henry Wulu Currens appeared in Mobile federal court on Tuesday. Prosecutors claim that he planned to force that young child to have intercourse with clients during Mardi Gras. Currens was charged with sex trafficking of children by force, fraud, or coercion in an indictment which was unsealed last week. A child told authorities that Currens forced her to drive to Jacksonville in late February, head toward Mobile for Mardi Gras, and that's where his plan was to force her to be an escort and take all of her money. The child says that he also abused her and would take her keys and cell phone so she could not ask for help. According to a criminal complaint, Robertsdale police arrested Currens after the child was able to escape and call for help at a gas station in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, our buddy Jeff Poore joins us here in just about 7 minutes. We'll talk with him about what happened yesterday in Montgomery. Yeah, for the win, Governor Ivey has a Republican House and a Republican Senate vote for a tax increase overwhelmingly, and then takes a victory lap that has the Republican Speaker of the House, Republican Senate President Pro Tem, both get up with her and talk about what a great thing it is. And we'll talk more about that with you as well next hour at 343-0106. Plus, it's our online opinion poll question. Will you continue to support senators and representatives who voted for the gas tax? Let us know. Vote online, fmtalk1065.com.